Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We're visiting today with
Dr. John Boyd, Malin Community College.
Dr. Boyd, it is good to see you again. I hope things are going well with you and you're off to a great start in 2020.
Yes, we are. Busy, but it's a good start. Yeah. We're involved in, of course, a lot of things, but some of the bigger projects right now are more into construction side.
Right, it really is.
Yeah.
So I know that you're continuing to work on Pine Bridge, but it may have a new name and a new project name. So tell us what's going on about that location.
Okay, well, you know, there's two pieces to the old Pine Bridge. One is the hotel, which we are designating as the Blue Ridge Boutique Hotel, and put in new heating and air systems in it, all but the rooms. We've had it cleaned out, putting sprinkler systems in it right now as we speak. Replace some water lines going in, but we've got a lot of the water aspect in there fixed, and we've hired the architects to design a restaurant and bar down in the bottom floor. And then we're getting ready to put together, and we should have it maybe in a month or so, a room, one of the rooms, an example of what it will be. We've got a guy coming in to restore one of the wooden floors and see if we can bring that back.
How many rooms do you know, all
34.
That type of stuff?
Yeah, 34 rooms. It'll be a high-end restaurant in there. It won't be burgers and fries. It'll be something that doesn't compete a lot downtown.
Right.
We don't want to compete. In the Coliseum is now the Three Peaks Enrichment Center. We designated the name with Mount Mitchell, Roan Mountain, and Grandfather Mountain to kind of incorporate the three counties. And right now they're working on the parking lot outside. You'll see a big hole in the ground. That's a bio-retention pond. It will collect the water that runs off of the parking lot, and it will then have plants in there that absorb the bad things, kind of keep it from hitting the river. And so we're working on that on the town side. And then inside the building, we are currently working on the Cosmetology Center. So it's about 5,000 square feet renovation. That will be on the bottom floor on that corner. The top floor on that corner, we're in design of a resource center for entrepreneurs. That will open then as well shortly after Cosmo, or about the time Cosmo opens.
Yeah. Are there dates? Do you have in your mind when you think it will be?
Yeah, well, for the Cosmetology, it'll be ready by the end of summer, but because of moving facilities, we'll probably open it in January. And I think the resource center will open then as well. And I'm hopeful the hotel's in that timeline too.
Is it?
It's going to just depend on some funding component, finding the money. We are currently, through a grant, we are working with an architect to schematic the rest of the building. So we're going to really kind of lay out the different spaces inside and the space allocation and really get better estimates on what it's going to take to get it fully restored. You know, on the event space, we're still shooting for at least 2,000 people. And we're also looking at the possibility of doing a temporary space in there until we get it done so we can at least begin hosting events. And so all that is moving along like we would like it to. We're working hard to develop more engineers in the community. You know, we've started a Promise Scholarship now. If a student in any of the three high schools takes 16 credit hours with us in high school, we will pay, and they go full-time into the Applied Engineering Program in the Ansbach Building in Burnsville, we will pay their tuition and fees for 2 years.
Wow.
So they can get a free engineering degree. All they pay for is the books and any other incidentals. And so we want those engineers here. And if you look at Little Leaf that's just coming in as a company, if you look at what they're doing, they're really a lot into the PLC and all that and the programming, more so than in the horticulture side.
And
that's, again, what we teach over there.
And I was going to ask about that. It's staying busy, I'm sure, the Ansbach.
Yes, it is. It's staying real busy. We have started a rapid prototype and manufacturing service. And so when companies come to us and need help, say they come for a part, and we have done some of this for BRP. They come, they got a new part, a prototype for an Evinrude motor. They can design it, email it to us. We can print it in metal, and it saves them a couple months, at least in the process, and a ton of money.
Yeah.
This is I know radio can't see it, but this is a part that's printed off a 3D printer.
Oh, my word. Look at that. Solid as a rock, big piece of metal. And so it was something that you guys printed over there.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times people think of 3D printing, they think of plastic.
Yeah, that's the only time I've ever seen it was plastic.
Right.
So, yeah.
We're the only community college in the state that can do it in metal.
Really?
And we are working on a prototype for a part for Duke Hospital right now. We've worked on all kinds of prototypes. We've done parts for Altec, for Hickory Springs. And it's a good resource here, and it's a good attraction to other businesses that want to get into manufacturing, that want this type of speed and accuracy in prototyping.
That thing is just amazing. Well, I saw it sitting over there. I thought, wonder what that is. Well, that 3D printed. It just shows there is a lot going on, and most of us don't even have any idea what's happening.
And, again, we are here to serve the community. I mean, we are a community college. We are what the community needs and wants us to be.
Right.
And we put a lot of emphasis on that. And, you know, our job is, because we all live here, we want the communities to be as vibrant and growing as possible.
Right. And when you think about it, whether it be horticulture, which is getting a lot of interest at different places, and what you do at Ospach, and there is lots going on, and you guys are helping it right along.
We're going to pause our conversation here and continue tomorrow with Dr. John Boyd of Malin Community College. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the stars in the universe. We're going to talk about the dark sky park and the telescope there, and also the planetarium that's coming as well, and everything else at that complex. Much going on, and we'll be excited to talk with Dr. Boyd about that tomorrow. Thank you to John Boyd of Malin Community College for taking some time out to talk with us over the next day or two. And remember, both parts of our interview will be available online at our website. Just go to Community Close-Up. Again, thank you to Dr. John Boyd of Malin Community College for talking with us today and tomorrow. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.